on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady and Jenna, Death by Gucci.
So, hey Pete, I got a question.
Ready?
Two seconds in.
Say hi.
I know. Well, I'm concerned about his sleep pattern.
My sleep pattern?
Well, Jennifer's sleep pattern is way off and Mike's is out the window. But yours, when do you guys actually have time to sleep? Because constantly Spockholm's got something different. I'm telling you, every day this week, I'm like, oh my God, we need a show. Oh God, we need to do a show.
We have different time zones we cover because Martin and Ike are European time. And then Brandon and I are both in the U.S. So we all have varying degrees of time devoted at different times of the day. So.
I was thinking earlier to myself, I know Jen's got tons of stuff to talk about, and God knows Pete does.
I don't really see a whole lot.
You don't? Well, Pete's definitely got a lot because Spartacus is all kinds of different.
I thought he talked about them on the last show.
Yeah, but if people hadn't actually seen it yet because Dad ran it off the backup server, then yeah, it got quite a few changes.
I hadn't seen it, and so I was like, whoa.
Spartacus, the god Spartacus. Of the arena.
I catch myself constantly going, I am Spartacus.
See?
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, I'm losing it.
Zanga made some changes with the arena too.
Okay, well, I don't know what's what anymore. So what did they change that wasn't Spockholm?
Digging in.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to work it into the conversation.
Oh, I'm totally asking.
Well, they have this coming soon in March 2013, and there's going to be one-on-one arenas. There's going to be rematches, and that's actually released, but it's kind of lame. And then private rooms.
I have that.
It says everyone has it. Well, it's funny because... first of all, you have to do it manually, and I don't know if Spockholm's going to even bother to add that to Spartacus, but when the fight's over, there's a button, and you can ask for a rematch, and if you click on it, it puts you in the room, and then you just sit there, and you're all by yourself, and you're waiting.
Waiting.
And hoping that everybody else that was in that room gets to rejoin again.
Right, and the premise of it is... if three players that were in the same arena all do the rematch, it'll start another one. So now there's an opportunity to have arenas with only three players. But the thing is, no, we haven't even been able to get a screenshot. They did post one on their FAQ document. Mm-hmm. But I was trying and trying and nobody would come to play. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And, you know, if they really think about it, I would guess up to 80 to 90% of people in the arena are using a script. And you can tell.
Yeah.
And so if you're running your script, you're not going to stop. There's even no way to see that because it just jumps you into the next arena. You don't look at your results page.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
so I don't know if, you know, Spartacus will... if Spockholm's going to even take the time to maybe put the rematch link on the rewards that spit out when the arena's done.
Imagine we could probably give an option to say attempt to re-enter a rematch each time. Yeah. But I guess the big question is what's going to be the benefit? So you're in a room with three people. What more is that going to give you that you can't get by just rejoining any arena?
I don't think anything.
Right.
And the thing that's funny about it is, okay, say you're in an arena. And you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to?
I'm going to go jump right back in again.
Yeah, why would you want to fight that person again?
I'll just stick it out this time.
So, so it's
just
kind of funny.
I can get my revenge or something like that, I guess, is what you can go back in and vengeance is yours or something.
And sometimes that's the game.
Yeah, maybe people will go for it.
Sometimes that's what people want.
But it's also funny too, because if you click that rematch button and you don't have enough stamina, you get the like buy a refill. And the thing is, if you're in an arena, you're probably using all your stamina.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're serial leveling and you have it set up, but your energy needs to be used while you're in the arena for that to happen. So, you know, according to how the game works, most people would not have any stamina left.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then you have to go get more stamina. And obviously, if you have a full thing of energy, you're not going to get a refill on stamina, because then you're going to level and your energy is going to be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back into the game to do some jobs, then that rematch free feature isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. So like, there's not enough time to coordinate that.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, well, you'll see. If you do one manually, you'll see it at the bottom of the screen. But it's just kind of...
I don't know how to do manual stuff.
Okay? someone made Garner a funny...
Gone are those days.
That was way back. That's the old Death by Gucci.
She's into I'm trying to learn March how to Madness Gucci, which just uses scripts and stuff.
Yeah, I'm busy. It's spring break, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it was funny, when I made the blog post about it, someone made a comment that said, oh, Zynga must have read your article about the 101 useless features and decided to add another one.
Oh, you know, I guess there is some thought that, like, you know, if you were in a tough fight with a lot of people and you wanted to go over and try to do better, but they'd all have to agree to it too. And that's... I don't know if they would with the rematch option. Yeah. But.
And the thing is, with scripts, you don't even see it. So, you know, if you took the script factor out of the arena, and like if they did something and scripts couldn't be used anymore, that arena would fail. Like there would just not be enough players.
Well,
I'm serious that I like the arena feature, but it does play into like hand cramps. Like all of a sudden I'm like, I have to run Spartacus. And manual fighting, I can't do so well there.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I'm a laptop player, so that's always contributed. So,
yeah. There's only so much damage you can do to your laptop mouse.
I know. I got tendonitis, iritis. Tinnitus is killing me. If anybody has some kind of remedy for that, please share.
That's for your ears.
Oh my gosh, Jen, it is killing me. And when when we do the show, I put the headsets on and the tinnitus is just like throbbing in my ear. It's unbelievable. I don't know how people, especially musicians, do that. So, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm new to it. But I cannot handle the arena without Spartacus. I have succumbed to scripts. So, there.
It's the first step. In a 12-step program.
I know. Help me.
Accepting that scripts are helpful.
Well, and Zynga should be very happy that those scripts exist, because I guarantee you there would not be much. There's not enough players. So then you'd have the problem of people waiting for
players. It's just players, the three of us now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike in the hopper.
Oh, and we've been blamed for... the declining player base.
Oh, yeah. It's all
what did we do?
Well, Pete writes scripts, and I tell people how to cheat.
And I talk too much.
And you're associated. They, so.
who's coming up with this? Because if they really go back and look at the history of the game, scripts have been around almost from the inception.
Yeah.
And the volume of players playing the game while that was going on was phenomenally high. It was Zynga that actually ended up killing it.
Well, and when they killed trading, too, they...
Well, that's what I mean.
That was really... I would say trading was one of their biggest downfalls. To lose those types of players was...
Probably the biggest mistake in the game.
Fail. Yep. Huge fail.
Yeah. And I understand what their hesitation was, is that they didn't want the loot sellers going nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, the easy fix to that was sell it themselves for about the same price.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And even when, I'm sure we can talk about this because I think I posted about it, but when we were in San Francisco and we had the lecture from the e-crimes guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, they talked about black markets in computer games and that black markets actually stimulate the game.
Sure.
It is, you know, you see that World of Warcraft, Diablo 3 and all that.
Well, it creates a separate buzz about it. I mean, you know, we live in an era where social marketing is such an, you know, important aspect of any success to any company, game, whatever else. And the less places your name is mentioned and your game is mentioned is a detriment to your game. And so we're starting to see that, you know, when they started cutting back and not allowing the loot to be traded as much, loot sellers came off. They were no longer out there and promoting the game for them, whether or not they liked it or not. And people were making money off of a side effect of their game. They were spreading the word about the game.
They were stimulating play as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. You just wonder what's rolling through minds. You know.
I so wish that we could just have Mark Pincus on the show.
Yeah.
And just go, what the hell?
Just tell us what's up,
just
dog.
Just tell us what's up. Yeah.
Just give us the skinny.
Yeah, but tell us. We've been here this long. Yeah. You can trust us. Come on. And I try to point out, too, there's a lot of people are really mad about the fighting issues. If you've been playing, like, they seem to be better now, but last week, like, there was about an hour or so where nobody had any live targets and people are just having a hard time getting ISIS, and the people that have conspiracy theories that Zanga's doing this on purpose, so we'll go to the arena. And so now we're seeing people wanting to boycott the game.
Well,
and it's,
y'all know how that goes.
Yeah. And A, it's not effective, and B, it's more damaging because, if you think about it, you know, Zynga's kind of a company that's moving into the gambling world. They have sites are going up in England. They have, I think they got their Nevada gaming license approved.
And they're working on them and everywhere they can get them.
Right. So eventually Mafia Wars is not going to make much of a profit for them. And then if you have all these angry people threatening lawsuits and Better Business Bureau claims and boycotts, eventually they're just going to say, you know what, screw this game. And they're going to shut it down like they did the other games. And one day we'll come online and see you have 30 days to fill out a welcoming or a compensation package for Farmville.
And you can go play Zynga Poker.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, if you want this game to last, you need to kind of just adapt. Mm-hmm. And sure, complain about what's wrong with the game and hope there's people there that are going to listen to you and try to make improvements, but threats and encouraging others to quit, it's, you know, eventually they're just going to say, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be a part of that. So that's why I won't promote boycotts or let people post the links on our page.
And I never have either, because I've seen what happens.
Yeah, everyone.
Anybody that's played this game, as long as we have, it doesn't work.
Well, the biggest boycott was the trading.
And look at that now.
Yeah.
It ended trading.
And then there was a big one for the properties and around property number 3. And we're getting our 32nd property, the server images and loot's been added. So it's like, you know, obviously they don't care.
Yeah.
Well, and Jen, what's up with this mission thing? Because the new missions that came out. So
the operations?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. God. Yeah. I never have been able to switch my training.
Well, they used to be called missions.
Yeah.
When missions came out, they renamed them to operations, which was really stupid because they could have called those limited time missions anything they wanted. They could have called them quests. Like,
well,
because we gave them such a hard time about calling them quests.
We did say that. No one likes that term quest, but.
Well,
a couple shows ago, I said I apologized if I ever left anybody hanging. And then the last couple days, I swear there is a conspiracy to leave me hanging.
They're not doing yours.
It's the same two people, too. And
well, can you boot them?
I have. I mean, and
you just
got
to remember to do that, too.
This guy, and I don't know what their real name is, but their name is Little Raska, you know, told me today, I can't believe you got the same guy sitting again. And I'm like, I know, I'm going to boot him. I've got 6 minutes. And I'm like, just waiting to boot him. And then I booted him and he joined again. So then the guy it was like, okay, because he was the last one, and the last thing I needed to finish that whole little whatever mission that we were on to, I don't know, finish that operation session.
Yeah.
So anyway, he passed the link along to a friend of his that knew he would do it, but it took me to boot three different times to finish it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry when I'm that person, but I always feel bad. I swear there's a conspiracy against me.
I had a situation with that.
Are they out to get you too?
No, I feel bad too. I'm trying to find her name, but I joined some operations. Somebody had made a comment that you don't level while doing operations. Mm. So I was thinking that would be a good strategy. And so I was trying to test it out for a blog post. It turns out you do. But I got, and these operations are not as easy to find now because they're being depleted. And so I joined one, and then I went to go do it, and it said the leader booted you. And it wasn't even 5 minutes. And so I got mad, and I did a switch, and I looked her up, and I sent her kind of, no, I wasn't mean, but I just said it was rude. And so then she wrote back, and she explained that her operation was going to expire in 5 minutes. So you have to think about that, too, if someone boots you, not to get so mad, because if they're on a time crunch and it expires,
yeah,
they have no choice. And so
that
I
is the problem. That is the problem, is it will expire, and this it was for a specific mission. It wasn't the old, you know, I don't know. I felt bad booting people, but it seemed like the same guy just kept joining.
Well, maybe,
and never even started. So if you don't even start, then I don't see any hope.
Maybe he's a hater, and he's like,
I know, he's hating on me. And so that's what I said. It was a conspiracy. I wonder,
can you boot a person if they've already completed the mission?
No. If it's 100%, you can't.
And I've never booted anyone that actually had started.
I just noticed on mine, one of them that said that I was booted, but I run operator when I suck all the new ones in.
Uh-huh.
And I can't imagine I would have missed not finishing one to 100%, but maybe I did.
It's possible.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully there's not something wrong.
But if you do complete it to 100%, you can't remove the person.
And why would you? I mean, they did their job. I mean, you know,
yeah.
But my problem is joining and not even starting.
Yeah.
So then why did you join? Because I've looked at missions and I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, you need 1,000 energy or plus. And I'll look and go, God, I've got like 30. And so I don't join.
Yeah.
Or if I know I'm about to level up, I may go ahead and join and then write them and say, hey, I'm about to level up, and then I'll finish.
Right.
But these are really high energy mission or operations.
Yes, they were.
So I apologize to the people that got booted if you are listeners, but
you know, I think there's a script, and I don't know which one, but I think there's one that joins people and then it doesn't.
That's what
you have to actually go back and do it. And
because just for the fact it was the same people.
Yeah. Well, you might have those same people in your mafia that are just running an auto player, and they haven't probably even looked at their account in a week.
They don't even know I booted you.
Yeah.
Well, my one friend is happy because he saw me being assertive, which is hard, you know.
Getting her done.
Because I feel bad when I do that, but it's not for a lack of me just like, you know, not starting. It's like, oh, God, I ran out. I'll have to come back when I level up.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm actually really cautious. I won't even join.
I know. It does take a factor out of like, because I would like to join a whole bunch. And then when I'm ready to do it, and then I'm like, no, because then I might get distracted. So I haven't done as many of them as I would have liked to for that reason. Because it does put pressure on you.
I can't stand the pressure.
And it's embarrassing, too, if you see you were booted. Because you're like, oh.
Well, and people will post on my wall. In fact, like right now, the situation I had earlier, the guy posted on my wall, you got another sitter. He's like, you booted one and you got another sitter. And I'm like, I know. Like, I know. I'm going to give him 5 minutes.
Can't keep up.
But
people really like these operations, and there's a few groups out there, and the nice thing about the operator updates is you can go to a group page and you can just hit Control A and it copies the entire page And then you put open by links and you paste it into the box, and operator makes filters out all the links. And it's really the only way to find them now if you have an active mafia, because you're not going to find too many new ones.
Good Lord, that sounds like work.
And I think the community that's really into operations, they probably go out and get their minis and do them, you know, trying to just get them out into the population, because they do get depleted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I finished at least. I don't know how far on Richie's stash. How many times can you redo that?
Just three. It goes to the gold level and then it will disappear. And some people think that there's more to it and they're like, oh no, what's wrong? But as soon as you finish it, it just totally disappears.
Oh, okay. So I've got just to finish.
It's a paste of the last one. So nothing has changed.
Of course.
Which is nice for me, because when new stuff like that comes out and then they change the numbers, then you got to go and figure out how to advance to tell.
Uh-huh.
And it ends up costing you a lot of time and reward points.
Yeah, that barbershop quartet did come out like right after, like right our before show, yeah. we posted the show or whatever.
I know, we were saying it probably will come out before.
Well, it's nice too, because it has the first job is like the multi-purpose job. It has a 2.35 ratio, which is awesome. And it makes your consumable item. And it also doesn't have bandits for the majority of players. Now, some do get the bandits.
Right.
But I think if you do enough of the jobs, they eventually go away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
well, I'm doing the best I can to keep up. It's spring break. So.
Yeah, and then what? The Crafter's Choice came out too.
Yeah, that's done.
Is that the Bacon Rise thing?
Bacon yeah. Rise.
Okay, well, gosh, if you do not scroll through your little...
No, you have to. And
if you do not scroll through, you will miss so much. You have to.
I bet Spockham was happy to see another robbing spree is coming.
Yeah, that's nice.
It cracks me up when you guys make these elaborate scripts for a feature and then they stop running.
Well, yeah, and it's always nice, like, with the Crafter's Choice, because we have the Crafter's Choice advice, which make recommendations on based on the number of parts, you've gotten, what you could craft and everything else. And then there's the Crafter's Choice Helper, which reminds you of where you can post to your feed and run jobs and tell you whether or not you've gotten your maximums for the day. So that was kind of handy. And then I'm going to sing the praises of the checklist, because, you know, I'm notorious for not remembering to do these things. And
same.
If you had them on the checklist and you go see that little pop up and tell you that you got something to do, it made a big difference with the what's his name? Richie Stash, because I would have forgotten to do half of them again.
And I would have too.
I've been right on top of it because of the checklist. So
I hate that they don't put those in the front too of the banners.
Yeah. I mean, that's like number 7.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's way down the list.
I flip through my banners a lot just to, you know, make sure nothing's new or changed, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll be like, oh crap, I forgot to ask.
We'll have to get all their ads in there first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got Al Franken right now wanting me to sign a petition.
All the stuff they want you to buy first.
Oh my jeez.
You know, when people have more faith in the game and they liked the game more, they would buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple concept, but we just have to ask ourselves, is Zynga just catering to a small subset of players that spend a lot of money and they don't really care
about the case.
It appears to be that way.
And some of those players have left.
They have.
And so I worry once those players leave, I mean, what do you got?
Mick came back for the Arena Mastery event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won it, too. He
what
got,
about it, Leo?
Who?
What's his name that works on your blog? He's been playing lately.
Oh, Leonard.
Leonard. He's been playing.
Yeah, he's in school right now, so we don't hear as much from him. But when he does come on.
Sometimes I'll see a name pop up and I'll go, wow, you're playing the game again?
No, he still plays. He's just in school, so he doesn't have the time like he used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get as many server images. But he's still doing a good job with updating the inventory grouper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he still has his passion for what he
keeps up with that really well.
Like you guys. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote on my page this week when I leveled up, I finally made it past level 4,000. So I posted my level 4,001 because I didn't get a pop-up for 4,000.
You never get the ones you want.
I know. It's always the case with me. So someone wrote, what keeps you motivated to continue? And I wrote,
it's the wine.
Boredom.
It's the alcohol.
And I said, I don't know, let me think. And then I've never written back because I ask myself that. And it always comes back to that I constantly have to set a new goal.
Yep.
I constantly have to say, okay, now I'm going to get everything up to 20K. Everything.
That's what I do. But I want my health. And I just, if the arena is going to continue the way it is and I don't fight anymore, I'm only in the arena, I don't see the need to build health anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it bugs me that my health score is so much smaller than the other ones.
Really, it's the energy for me, which goes back to the missions, operations, whatever, mm-hmm. is that I've never been a person to put a lot into energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's where I'm the weakest. But, you know,
a lot of people are. The fighters don't want to put their skills into energy.
Well, that's what we weren't taught to do that.
Yeah.
We were taught attack and defense. And so that's
And some stamina.
You want your stamina. Yeah. I still want my stamina back when I was putting so much into it, 2-for-1.
Mm-hmm.
I want it back, damn it. Anyway.
Yep.
So. And I thought it looked like a lot had changed this week.
There's been a lot this week, but it's just a lot of repeat kind of things.
Copy paste, you mean?
Yeah, unless I'm totally missing something.
You have. Oh my God, Jen. No.
I was just trying to think too, because like for us, like you said, the changes you noticed in Spartacus, a lot of them were, we talked about on the previous show. But I think it's one of those things, until you actually see it, it's hard to comprehend, especially what I'm, you know, when I'm talking about it, because like people are like, what the heck are you talking about anyway?
Yeah,
got it all screwed up. We better ask Ike.
Yeah, even me this week when I noticed and I went, oh my gosh, I don't know.
There was a lot of positive feedback about it.
Yeah, I mean, significant change to it. You know, the fact you can see the achievements, you can craft power-ups in it now. You know, of course, the ordering of the people as the fights are going on, that was discussed. What now, the intervene options where you can intervene.
I can't decide whether I like to be to keep it to whether I stay on top if I'm ahead or not. I just get confused.
Yeah. I just let it run everything.
Yeah, I think the key is whether or not you're just trying to level or not.
There is a very subtle change that people may not notice. I didn't notice it, and Martin told me about it, but he added an Easter egg,
and
there's an option to leave. If you're in a room and there's less than four players, you can leave. I do that manually all the time when I was working on my achievements. Like if I saw someone I knew that would beat me, I would just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the log, if you try to click that link, now clicking the leave link is like a 50-50 chance, because if your server call to leave comes in after the fourth person's call to join,
right,
it's not going to work. And Spartacus will tell you that in the log. It'll say you are trapped. And now if you're successful, it says, I'll tell you in a sec. He says, successfully escaped. Brave Sir Robin ran away. And then there's a link. So if you click on that link, it'll take you to the Brave Sir Robin YouTube video. Monty Python. It's so funny. And then it took me like forever to try to get it to work so I could get the image.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been singing that stupid song all the time in my house.
It's probably better than singing
them. Shut up.
That movie is a classic. We go around the house doing the whole witches burning thing.
Uh-huh.
If she's made of wood and she floats, she's a witch. Banana. And then, of course, we all got into the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I liked it.
Yeah, you guys are writing about it. And I'm sitting here. Okay, I have to finish The Walking Dead before I get involved in any other series.
It's crazy good. It's weird.
It's on HBO on demand, like all three seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have HBO, so. Well,
it's a good show.
This is kind of funny, is that, you know, Queen Brat that comments on our page quite often?
I was just going to say that.
Okay. Well, okay. Because she probably wrote you too, because she is so funny. But she wrote to me and she goes, okay, thank you. You and Jen have now got me so addicted to The Walking Dead. And she's like, what am I going to do? There's only two shows left. I'm like, I don't know.
Start back at the beginning.
It's going to be sad.
I'm like, I don't know. We're all going to have to like figure out something. And I said, watch, I'm going to try to watch Revolution and the King of Thrones. I was going to say the other things that you guys watch.
Revolutions, King of Thrones.
She's already watching that. So any advice?
No. Once upon a time.
She thought Pete recommended Sons of Anarchy, but I
yeah, but that, I don't no, that think was he did.
Because, yeah, you don't watch it, do you?
I didn't
don't.
Think so. Mm-hmm.
You guys are missing out, because that show is even better.
And what, we could catch up four seasons over the summer at least, right?
There's been five seasons.
Okay, so that may be what I do this summer. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Also, I have all the DVDs except the fifth season.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because she's just like you, and she's like, I'm not into that whole zombie thing, and y'all were talking about it, and then I watched it, and then I just, like, totally got into it. And so I'm like, that's what I told Jen, is that I know you're not into zombies, but it's the storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I told her, and she didn't realize that we had Melissa on from The Walking Dead way back, like, what, 2 years ago?
I know, plus? I wish I had watched the show.
2 years ago in October.
Yeah.
When she was on.
And that was the very night before The Walking Dead actually ever aired.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think we're pretty privileged to have had her on as a guest.
I know.
And so I said, you should check back to some of our old episodes, because
it was an October episode. It was
we had a really special episode. Bicycle girl episode.
Yeah.
So we should have her back, just for fun.
To see if we ever can figure out which four part she was in, because she was in four different parts
that
I don't
year.
Remember counting it that year, right?
And I have a feeling she's continued, so yeah. we should try to reconnect and see what's up there. But I thought it was funny that Queen Brad, I thought, gosh, has it come to the point that people are writing to me about other things other than Mafia Wars?
Yeah. I get messages from her too that are not related to Mafia Wars.
I love it. Love it, because that's, just common bonds. We're just people and we all have other interests as well. So
I always get messages from guys though that don't even play Mafia Wars and they want to chat with me.
Yeah,
and I say that. Play Mafia Wars. They say no. I said, I'm sorry. This account is only for that, and I don't have time to talk to people.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Sorry, it had to happen once.
Did you hear she sued Apple?
Oh, it does not surprise me.
Yeah, she sued Apple. Sweet Brown or whatever her name is.
For what?
Because one of their commercials, they said something about like nobody has time for that. And they didn't say it like she said it. They just said, nobody has time for that.
Oh my God.
So now she's suing them.
That sounds like my son, because he accidentally heard part of her. Like, I don't normally promote these types of viral videos to my son.
Right.
But he'll go, ain't no one has time for that. And I'm like, you're just way too proper. You got to go, ain't nobody got time for that. But you can't. I mean, gosh, I don't want to talk like that either. So,
So sweet.
I got bronchitis.
I know.
So
I said, "Oh my Jesus, it's a
come up with that."
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's coming down to. I don't know whether or not this is going to get anywhere in court, but that's
good
what I heard.
She has marketed the hell out of herself. She has done. I looked at her YouTube page, and she's done commercials for all kinds of like pizza places, dental places. That girl has made a little bit of money. I mean, maybe not much.
Well, the funny part I thought for that, though, Jana, was where's the guy that actually made her?
I know.
The video?
Why is he not going?
Because he's the guy that did the magic on her voice and everything to take and turn it into the beat and
the song
mix it up and everything. Right. That's what made her famous. It wasn't that she was just on a TV commercial. Interview on a TV.
The other guy made it funny.
He did. And if it wasn't for him, she would be nothing.
And I watched Tosh.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. He does. He tries to, he does whatever, goes viral.
Right. Oh.
And he'll run with it. But that one just took off.
Yeah.
Ridiculously.
So I'm wondering if he gets to sue her for making her famous.
Well, at least she got 70 teeth out of the deal.
She got one of Mike's new teeth.
She got tapped.
I saw her in a dental commercial.
Yeah, I did too.
But she said everybody has time for that.
She goes, so now, oh, so now Jesus, she's even changing it up
so she can't sue Apple.
I don't see that part.
You did. She goes, oh Lord Jesus, it's a cavity. Oh, I ain't got time for that. I'm like, oh, gosh, man. Oh God. My problem is I watched Tosh 2.0 and he is just disgustingly wrong. But I can't help but watch.
What is like, that?
He does a show on the E. Well, gosh, is it E? I don't know. Comedy Central.
Comedy Central. Yeah. And he basically takes all the stuff that's been...
Everything that goes viral.
That's been on the YouTube and all on the web. And then he turns around and has a whole show about all these.
Yeah, he'll pick it apart.
Things.
According to my daughter, I'm 10 months late if I'm going off of his show.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
We should do a show about something more interesting than Mafia Wars.
I know, we could. I mean, we could talk about all kinds of stuff that people just probably don't want to hear.
Yep.
Yep. I know. We got topics, people.
Yep.
Ain't nobody got time for it. No one has time for that.
We have time for shout-outs, I guess.
What's your shout-out?
I'm going to give a shout out to the three Kansas teams that made it into the NCAA tournament.
Woo, woo.
Wichita State, they're not listening.
My Wichita State, K-State, and Kansas State, Kansas University.
Kansas, rocking it.
Rock Chalk Jayhawks, but that's not who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Shockers, WSU.
Made it
through the first round. We'll see where they get from there.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, Jen, do you have a shout out?
Yeah, my shout out is to Jamie Atkins. He's a fan of our show and he started a group called the North Pole and it's like a gifting group. Mm-hmm. So if you need stuff, you can just go ask. A lot of people still need property parts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really nice guy and he wants my dog.
Oh, so do I though.
I told him to talk to my boyfriend and the arrangements could probably be made.
But I want a puppy.
I'm not willing to part with her just yet.
No, they need each other. You can't separate your puppies.
Nope. They're not puppies anymore, though. She's going to be 2 on June 6th.
We have been here too long.
I know, because I remember when I just got her.
Mm-hmm.
You're 2.
You guys were helping me with dog training advice.
Oh, gosh, you know, we're approaching April, which would be my 3-year mark for podcasting about Mafia Wars. God help me. I am going to give a shout out to, it's kind of weird, but you know, this week was the 25th anniversary for 2 girls that disappeared from my hometown when I was a teenager, early teens. And there was a candlelight vigil this week that I went to. And so it's kind of a weird shout out, but my thoughts are these girls have been gone for that long and no one ever found them. No. So whenever anybody has something on your conscience, clear it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really want to say something, but it's such a touchy subject. But yeah, I was hoping Chester would go this week too, but that's in Dallas. And these girls have been gone for 25 years and it just breaks my heart every day that these families hurt. So
yeah, and the not knowing, you know, that'd be the horrible part.
No evidence, nothing after that long has been like really affecting me this week. So not to be a downer, but that's been my, week.
Yeah.
Thinking about that and just reminiscing. Yep. So anyway, sorry to be a drag. So everybody have a awesome April, because I think that's where we're heading.
We are. And Easter and all that stuff.
Easter Bunny is coming. Jen, is there something Easter we need to know about? Easter thugs.
Easter thugs. Yeah, that brings back memories too.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, that's a wrap.
Thugs Bunny.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com.
You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want to cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.